Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. Many of us talk about how we feel about the homeless and how we'd like to help. But how far do we really extend ourselves? What if you felt a calling?
I've always had passion for people, and I remember telling my father I wanted to be a missionary. And he said to me, he said, well, you know, he said, your work might be right here, you know, not across seas or wherever you think you may be.
That's Carla Reeves. She's a resident of Cecil County, Maryland, who once was homeless because of domestic violence. Carla gives everything she can to help get people off the streets in Cecil County. She's opened her own home to those in need.
Well, within a year's time, I'm going to say we've had at least 32 people here. We just took in a family. The shelter couldn't accommodate a family. There was a total of 8 children. And we accommodated them with cots and, you know, had a microwave there for them and a little refrigerator. Right now, there's like 4 homeless people that we got here. But we've had as many here, 17, 18 people at a time. I have 8 bedrooms here.
Why does Carla give everything she has to help these people? She does it because of her own experiences with homelessness and possibly for the sense of community and belonging that she missed as a child.
I was raised Mennonite, a real strict environment. And I ran away when I was 14 years old because of the religion. I mean, going to school in the long dresses and the long hair and no running water, no electricity. It was just very difficult. The kids made fun of me in school. So when I ran away, I was in the 6th grade. Yeah, I mean, I left home and I never went back.
There are some pre-existing structures on our land that could offer future accommodations, but they need substantial work, like this old barn on one corner of the property.
Well, we're working on cleaning it out. It's an old barn. I wanted to make an apartment up top there when I'm able to. That would be able to accommodate some of these people too. You know, winter's coming and I'm worried about the ones that's gonna be in the woods.
In the meantime, Carla offers her home, and when that gets filled up, her land.
Now, there's been as many as 10 tents here, just up in that area. I let the guys pitch the tents up there. And, you know, it's fun because I enjoy cooking. And, you know, we have big turkey dinners, ham dinners, and I just enjoy it. I enjoy having everybody here. They're my family. That's how I feel. And everyone that I take in, you know, either becomes like a brother or, you know, something like that. Like Jennifer, she my daughter knows her as Aunt Jen. So they all become family. And that's important. You have to make people feel wanted, and they are wanted. And I care about each of them and their individual needs.
Carla's looking for low-cost or free campers for the homeless in Elkton. If you can help, call her at 410-620-0798. Join us next week. We'll hear more about the needs of the rural homeless. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips, through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.